Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced retro rave jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 with a bassline first mindset. The goal is not just to make a cool opening, but to create a section that feels like a real record intro. Something a DJ can mix with, something that sets the mood fast, and something that makes the drop feel earned when it finally lands. Think 170 BPM. Think old school tape rave energy, chopped breaks, pitched stabs, and a bassline that keeps hinting at the answer without fully giving it away. That tension is the whole game in jungle and drum and bass. The intro should feel alive, but disciplined, full of motion, but still leaving room for the drop to hit harder than anything before it. Start by setting your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. 170 is a really solid sweet spot for this kind of intro. In arrangement view, set up a 16-bar loop from the start, because clear phrasing matters a lot here. If you want this to work like a DJ tool, the first 8 bars need to be readable, mixable, and not overloaded. Before you even write the music, set up your returns. Keep them subtle, but ready. Put echo on one return, reverb on another, and if you want some parallel grit later, set up a saturator or a drum bus return too. The reason to do this early is simple. Jungle intros need space. You want atmosphere, not fog. If the low end gets washed out too early, the whole intro loses its punch. Now let's build the groove from a break. That's the foundation. Drag in a break with character, something Amen style. Think break, or any edited jungle break with good transients. Put it on an audio track, warp it carefully, and keep the snap intact. If the break already feels good, don't overprocess it. In this style, the break is not just percussion, it's part of an identity. Make a compact 2-bar loop and start varying it. Chop it up, add ghost hits, let a few fragments land slightly late, and keep the main kick snare landmark stable enough that the listener always knows where they are. That's important. In fast music, clarity creates weight. If the groove is too chaotic, the intro stops feeling like a DJ section and starts feeling like a loose sketch. A good move here is to add drum bus to the break channel. Keep the drive moderate, the boom low or off for now, and use just enough crunch and transients to give the break some body and bite. You're not trying to smash it. You're trying to give it attitude. The break should feel like it's already carrying momentum before the bass even enters. Next, create the retro rave hook. This is where the intro starts to sound like itself. You can do this with a sampled rave stab in Simpler, a synth stab in Waveedable, Analog or Drift, or even a resampled one shot with a gritty edge. The important part is that it has a pitched, nostalgic character. That's the retro rave stamp. If you're using Waveedable, start with a saw-based sound, add a bit of detune, and low-pass it so it doesn't take over the mix. Shape it with a short envelope so each hit feels like a stab, not a pad. If you're using Simpler, load in a stab sample and map it across the keyboard so you can move the pitch intentionally. Either way, keep the sound short, punchy, and a little rough around the edges. Then process it lightly. Auto-filter is your friend here. Use low-pass or band-pass filtering and automate it over time. Add a bit of saturator for grit, and maybe a short echo throw for movement at the end of phrases. If the stab is fighting the low end, use utility to keep the bottom in check. You want the stab to feel like punctuation, not a giant wash. Now for the crucial part, the bassline teaser. This is where a lot of people overdo it. Don't drop the full bassline yet. Tease it. Build a bass track with a clean sub and a mid layer that has some movement. Operator or Waveedable works well for this. Keep the sub mono and focused. Then build a mid layer with a detuned saw or filtered square for the Reese character. If you want, add a very light grit layer with saturator, redux, or drum bus, but don't let it wreck the foundation. The trick is to make the bass feel present without fully arriving. Write a motif that uses 1-bar or 2-bar ideas, leave space, and hints at the drop rather than announcing it. A repeated root note with a small melodic move can be enough. You can also sneak in a pickup note or a short slide near bar 8 or bar 16 to create lift. The bass should feel like it's already on the road, just not in the lane fully yet. On the group, keep the low end disciplined. Mono the sub. Narrow the lower bass layers. Check the low mid area for mud, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. If the bass sounds huge in solo but weak in context, that usually means it's too wide or too busy in the wrong frequency range. In this style, authority comes from focus, not just volume. Now arrange the intro with real phrase logic. This is where the DJ friendliness happens. A good 16-bar shape might look like this in spirit. The first 2 bars are filtered break texture and atmosphere. Bars 3 and 4 introduce the stab, Bars 5 through 8 bring in the bass teaser, bars 9 through 12 add more drum detail and a variation on the stab, and bars 13 through 16 push the tension toward the drop. A really useful teacher tip here, think in layers of reveal. Every 2 to 4 bars, the listener should learn something new. Maybe it's a pitch shift, maybe it's a new drum fill, maybe it's the bass showing a little more of its personality, maybe it's simply the removal of one element, which can actually feel bigger than adding one. That idea is huge. Contrast by subtraction. If the intro feels crowded, don't just stack another sound on top. Mute the stab for a bar. Thin the bass harmonics. Pull out one percussion layer. In fast music, space can hit harder than decoration. Now let's automate pitch and filters. This is where the retro rave movement really comes alive. Use clip envelopes or track automation so the stab shifts in a way that feels tied to the grid. A small pitch rise over a few bars can create a lot of energy. You can try something like a gradual move over 4 bars, then reset. It should feel intentional, like the track is leaning forward. On the stab, automate the filter opening slowly, start it relatively closed, then bring in more brightness as the intro develops. A little resonance at phrase ends can help, but don't overdo it. You want urgency, not whistle chaos. On the bass, maybe let the filter open slightly in the second half of the intro, then tighten it right before the drop. That kind of movement makes the bass teaser feel like it's waking up. Remember, in drum and bass, even tiny changes feel big because the tempo is already high. A subtle pitch move or filter sweep can create more urgency than a massive riser if it's placed on the bar line correctly. Now check the mix discipline. This is where advanced control really matters. The intro should suggest power, not spend it all too early. Keep the low-end mono below roughly 120 Hz. Use EQ8 to clean up low mid haze if the break and bass are competing. If the break is too busy, shape it with drum bus or clip gain instead of heavy compression. Overcompressing the intro can flatten the groove and kill the danger. And don't forget the master or print check. Keep headroom. Watch the 40 to 80 Hz region so the intro doesn't overload before the drop even arrives. A good intro should sound solid at moderate volume, not just when it's loud. If the sub only feels right when cranked, it's probably not controlled enough yet. Add transitional effects, but keep them supporting the bass line rather than distracting from it. Reverb throws on stab tails, echo on the last break hit, a reversed stab or cymbal into the final bar, maybe a small impact hit under the drop point. Use high-pass filtering on returns so the effects don't muddy the kick and sub-zone. In this style, transitions should feel gritty and functional, not cinematic for the sake of it. A really effective move is to resample a stab with echo and reverb, then reverse that audio and place it right before the drop. That gives you a tape memory kind of feel, which works beautifully in retro jungle. It sounds like the track has been pulled backward for a second before snapping forward again. Here's a common mistake to avoid. Don't bring in too much bass too early. If the intro already sounds like the drop, you've taken away the drop's power. Keep the teaser incomplete. Keep the sub honest. Let the audience feel the weight, but don't hand them the full statement yet. Another mistake is making the intro too cinematic. This is still a DJ intro. It needs groove, phrase clarity, and clean mix points. The listener should understand where to come in, where to ride the section, and where the transition happens. If you want to push this further, try a few advanced variations. You could make the intro halftime feeling while keeping the tempo at 170, which creates a deceptively spacious opening. You could also try a pitch-latched stab phrase, where each repeated stab is shifted by a fixed interval across the intro for that broken sampar feel. Or switch the bass roll halfway through, start with mostly sub, then bring in a more mid-range-driven bass later so the section gains motion without becoming too full too soon. One of the best pro moves is to bounce a rough version early and listen to it as an audio file, not just inside the project. Jungle intros often feel perfect in session and too busy once printed. That render check tells you quickly whether the phrase arc is actually working. And for a quick practice challenge, here's a great one. Build a 16-bar DJ intro using only stock Ableton tools. One break, one rave stab, a two-layer bass, one pitch automation move, one filter sweep, one reverb throw, one echo throw. Then print it to audio and listen in mono. If it still feels like a record opening, you're doing it right. So to recap, the best retro rave jungle DJ intros are built on clear phrasing, disciplined low end, and tension through reveal. Start with a break. Tease the bass instead of fully exposing it. Use pitch and filter automation to create movement. Keep your sub mono, your returns controlled, and your arrangement readable. If you get that balance right, The intro won't just lead into the drop, it'll make the drop feel massive when it finally lands. Alright, let's get into the session and build it step by step.